Well, we are following reaction to revelations in journalist Bob Woodward's new book about President Trump. The primary headline so far that the president knew how deadly the coronavirus was, but publicly played down the threat. We'll see whether the story starts to have an impact on Senate races around the country, like the one we'll look at now in the swing state of Michigan. A new poll from WDIV and Detroit News finds Democratic Senator Gary Peters just 3 points ahead of his Republican challenger, John James. That is within the margin of error. Michigan's Senate race is this week's focus for the Here and Now Senate Tracker series. And joining us from Ann Arbor is Zoe Clark, program director and co-host of It's Just Politics on Michigan Radio. Hi, Zoe.
Hey, Jeremy.
So let's start with Senator Peters. He has held the seat since 2015. He has also served in the Navy Reserve. Here's a recent ad.
First and foremost, we have to keep America safe. It is our, really our principal job. And that means we must have secure borders. To me, it's personal. In Michigan, folks are concerned about how they're going to be able to pay for the health care that their family needs. Someone likes their private health insurance, they should be able to keep it. But we can't have people who are making the tough decision between buying prescription drugs and whether or not they're going to afford food or be able to pay their rent.
So interesting to hear that, talking about securing borders and allowing people to keep private health insurance. This is not necessarily what you'd expect this year from a Democrat. Tell us more about Senator Peters.
Sure. Well, as you mentioned, he's a first-term senator, so he's the incumbent. Before that, he was a congressman. And as maybe you heard from that commercial, he is not flashy. He's also one of the most bipartisan senators in terms of rankings in D.C. So yeah, he is not some sort of liberal firebrand. And I think that's what he's been trying to show, particularly over the past few weeks. He, I kid you not, just finished a 1,000-mile motorcycle tour of the state, you know, because he's, you know, a man of the people.
A man who rides a motorcycle around Michigan. What about the Republican John James, a combat veteran of the Iraq War? He is black. Here's a recent ad.
Faith in family, God and country, service before self. That matters to me because I'm guided by my core principles that have not changed. I have firsthand experience in the real world, in the toughest environments, from the battlefield to the boardroom. I risked my life for this country. I'd do it again. This is the greatest country the world's ever known because of its people, not because of the politics.
Where does John James stand on the issues, and what more can you tell us about him?
Right. So as I said, if you're talking about Gary Peters being sort of moderate, let's say that is sort of the exact opposite of James, right? So James is very conservative on issues. He's a Southeast Michigan businessman, and he ran actually for the Senate once before, just 2 years ago, against another Democratic incumbent senator, Debbie Stabenow, who won in that sort of large blue wave. And so James is well known in the state. Republican just adore him. And what's really interesting, in that same poll that you were talking about at the beginning, it showed that also his name ID is quite similar to Senator Gary Peters, which is pretty incredible when you think of an incumbent senator versus a candidate.
How much has President Trump come up in this race?
Well, it's very interesting. So 2 years ago, the first time John James ran, he said, quote, he was 2,000% behind the Trump agenda. There's definitely some more nuance in 2020. He is still absolutely a supporter of Donald Trump, but I would say he's mentioning the president less than he was 2 years ago, not doubling down on the Republican president, and instead sort of talking, as we heard in that ad, about his own values, his own history.
And are all the polls showing a pretty close race, or does Peters have the edge in most of them?
Well, of course, I always like, rather than just looking at one poll, looking at the trend. And so if you look at the trend, actually, this is sort of the closest poll that we've seen. Again, the one you mentioned as of recent. So the trend would show that it appears to be a tightening race. But again, that's not to be unexpected. Michigan, we are an interesting state to watch. As you noted, you know, Trump won the state 4 years ago. We do tend to send Democrats to D.C., so it'll be interesting to see, but the polls do appear to be tightening. But in terms of the money game, John James continues quarterly to outraise the incumbent Peters.
That is Zoe Clark, program director and co-host of It's Just Politics on Michigan Radio, talking with us about the Senate race there in the state of Michigan. Zoe, thank you.
Thanks so much, Jeremy.